الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى: ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 13th of Jumad al-Ula 1447. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem and family. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan, and his other half. He calls her the other half. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Jumad al-Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and 99% of the cities, countries of the world, including South Africa. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 58, Suratul Mujadala, the discussion, the debate. And the surah was revealed after the Hijrah migration to Madinah Munawwarah. And today we focus on chapter 58 and verses 3 and 4. To recap yesterday's lesson, because today's lesson is linked to yesterday's lesson, we told you there was a couple. The husband's name was Aus bin Samit radiallahu anhu, and his wife was Khawla. And we told you Khawla means to be elegant, beautiful. And Khawla bin Sa'alaba, they call her, but the father's name was actually Malik. Nevertheless, remember that he practiced on the custom tradition of Jahiliyyah of the pre-Islamic days. And that is known as zihar. So zihar means when the husband tells his wife, Anti alayya ka zahri ummi, that you are upon me like the back of my mother, meaning I can't touch the back of my mother with lust, passion and desires, so I can't touch you also like that. So meaning that now that he made a haram upon himself, and to use these words also are not permissible in Islam. Now if you want to retract and so forth, so remember you make tawbah, you make istighfar, you beg Allah for pardon, and you have to pay a kafara also. So what is the kafara, the penalty? That is what we will discuss today. I told you yesterday that this is the only surah chapter in the entire Quran Sharif, that every verse of this surah and chapter number 58, and it has 22 verses. In every verse you will find the name, Lafzul Jalala, the word Allah. Out of respect and reverence we say Lafzul Jalala. So no other surah, chapter in the noble Quran will you find that. So what is now the kafara and penalty? So that is what we are discussing now. And if he, the husband, does not want his wife, then he must divorce her. And he will be guilty of a major sin. He can't keep her mu'allaq and suspended like that. So he takes her back and he must pay all this kafara and penalty that we'll explain to you now. And if he doesn't want to do that, then he must divorce her. And that will be compulsory upon him. Otherwise, she can go to the qazi, the judge in the Muslim countries, or in our cases, the jamiat and your local ulama, to annul that marriage if the husband is stubborn and obstinate. Chapter 58, verse number 3, and then verse number 4. وَالَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا قَالُوا. And those husbands who made zihar with their wives, they told their wives, you haram upon me for my benefit and so forth, like how my mother is haram. Thumma, subsequently, now they have regret, remorse, that what a crazy statement he made. Islamic is not even permissible. And Islam came to abolish the things of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, the days of ignorance, or to bring about reform in them. Thumma ya'uduna lima qalu. Thereafter, he wants to retract whatever they said, you see. So, meaning that he wants to make up with his wife, and he wants to live as a normal husband and normal wife. But these were still serious, serious allegations and statements made against your wife. And obviously, there's no blame upon her. So you, the husband only, you have to pay all this kafara and penalties and so forth. So first option, فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَتَمَاسَّ. So you have to set a slave free. You see that? So a slave that is proper of 100% slave, so you have to set him free before you start touching one another. So remember, in today's world, there is no real slave. Remember that although people are treated like slaves and worse than slaves, but according to the Sharia, there's no real slaves, remember. And the countries have signed something on the United Nations Charter and Agreement that if there's war and so forth, then they will not make the people slaves. Just remember that just now in the news, views, interviews, there will be a cross-reference to that. So see, Sahaba, I just give you one example. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu and the second greatest person to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu salam, his son is Abdullah ibn Umar. And the greatest person to walk on this earth after all prophets and messengers is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma is buried in Makkah, but not in the famous graveyard Mu'alla. On the outskirts and periphery of Makkah, we've been there with Allah's help. The Arab brother's house is in front and behind that. Remember, he's buried there. Hajjah Sittina Marra, when you study his profile, he performed 60 Hajj. And remember, A'taqa Alfa Abdin Wa'tamara Alfa Marra. He liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves. And what else he did? He performed 1,000 umrahs, the minor pilgrimage, up and down from Medina to Mecca, Medina, Mecca. So that is Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Every day we should learn some facts of some sahaba and some companions. Our iman will increase, our love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase, and the love for Ahlul Bayt, the household of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, will be enhanced, and then we will be able to protect the namus sahaba. Namus sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. To defend the honor and dignity of the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, is compulsory and mandatory. فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَتَمَاسَ. So before they can touch one another, you must liberate, emancipate the slave. But there's no slaves now. ذَلِكُمْ تُوَعَذُونَ بِهِ. So that is the advices, admonishment given to you, that after you committed this crime and the sinful act of zihar. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And Almighty Allah is all aware of your actions and your deeds, in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. So that option now is no more an option. So now we come to option two. So he, the Sahabi, Aus bin Samit radiallahu anhu, told Nabi alayhi salam, I don't own any slaves. The only neck that I have is my own neck. So then, second option. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَاسَ. And if you cannot liberate, emancipate the slave, then he, this husband, must fast for two consecutive months, 60 days fast he must keep. So in that 60 days, there must not be no Ramadan fast. There mustn't be the day of Eid al-Fitr, that is after Ramadan, the first of Shawwal. Or there must not be Eid al-Adha, and the 3 days after that, the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, Ayyam al-Tashriq. So it must not be during these days. So beside these days, 2 months consecutively, 60 days, he must fast. And it must be, and if he must one, so he must repeat all over again like that. So min qabli ayyatamasa, before they touch one another. So he shows that all this is compulsory. Aus bin Samit said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't have the strength to keep the 60 fast. So then, now the third option. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَشْتَطِعْ فَإِطْعَامُ سِتِّينَ مِسْكِينًا. So thereafter, if you don't have the means, then you must go and feed 60 destitute, 60 poor people. Again, Aus bin Samit said, Ya Rasulullah, me, I'm a poor person, I can't feed 60 people. Then Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu sallam, told him, okay, you wait. And then when the Mali Ghanimat came, or when other sadaqah came and so forth, then it was given to him, and that is how he fed the 60 people. So that is the kafara, the penalty, and so forth. When a person during the month of Ramadan, in Ramadan, deliberately, intentionally, has intercourse with his wife, he was fasting, she was fasting, and then you go and fulfill your conjugal rights with your wife, you can do so nighttime during Ramadan, but not daytime while you're fasting. So then, because you desecrated the sanctity of Ramadan Mubarak, so the same laws will apply. Either you liberate, emancipate the slave, or either you have to fast, remember that, 2 consecutive months, beside the days of Eid and beside Ramadan and the days of Tashriq, that is the 11th, 12th, 13th of Zulhijjah. And remember, that is compulsory. And as a last resort, if you can't manage it all, then you feed 60 poor people. You see that? So now, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. So if that person there, that فَإِطْعَامُ سِتِّينَ مِسْكِينَ. So he must feed 60 poor people. Remember that regarding fasting, it must be 2 consecutive months. So now if that person kept 25, 30, 35, and then one day he couldn't manage fasting, so he has to start all over again. But now when he's feeding the poor people, so now, for example, he fed 20, 30, 40 people, and then he saw his wife, and then he was so, you understand, so he was seduced by her, or he was found irresistible, and then he did his job with her, you see that. But as yet he has not fed 60 people, so in a case like that, he doesn't have to start all over again. He will just continue, make tawbah, istighfar, like that, you must remember this. So that will suffice, so we should know these issues. There are many other issues, but these basic things are sufficient for you. Zalika, this kafara, and all this here that Allah has mentioned, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, so that you bring true iman and faith in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Him, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you just take this sentence and then we mention another sentence, then you will understand where we are failing today as a global ummah. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 49, and that is Surah Al-Hujurat, the apartments, the rooms, the houses of the honorable spouses and wives of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what does Almighty Allah teach us? In chapter 49, verse number 15, 1-5. The surah chapter has 18 verses. So chapter 49 and verse 15. إنما only exclusively إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله, only exclusively those people are believers who have, they believe in Almighty Allah, they believe in Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the inner recesses of their heart. Thumma, thereafter, subsequently, lam yartabu, they have absolutely no doubt. Today, the Western media, the Western politician, the munafiqin and hypocrites in our own rank and file, they bring about shak and shubuhat. They make tashkik. Tashkik means they bring doubt. They will say the Quran says this, but that is incorrect according to their scientists. Allah forbid. They will tell you the Sunnah is incorrect according to their professors and so forth. We say go to hell with your professors and your scientists and your theories and so forth. We don't believe in that. We believe in what Quran Kareem states. We believe in what Sunnah Mubarakah states. Because that comes from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Wahi. We believe in the Wahyain, in both Wahi. Wahi Matlu, the Wahi that is recited in Salat, that is Quran Sharif. And we believe in Wahi Ghair Matlu, the revelation that is not recited in our prayer and namaz and so forth in Salat. But both are Wahi, and remember, 100% correct. We with our puny little brains, if we cannot understand it, that's our problem. It's beyond our perception, comprehension. So there's no place for doubt. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, used to say, Al-Imanu Yazid. Iman can only increase. Wala yanqus. And Iman cannot decrease. If Iman decreases, it becomes shak and doubt. And once you start having doubt, it's kufr. You go out of the fold of Islam. According to the Malikis, Imam Malik, rahimahullah, Imam Dar al-Hijra, the genius he was in Medina Munawwara. Thumma lam yartabu. Then they must have no doubt at all. Now to enhance and protect and preserve this iman. Wajahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah. Then they strive in the path of Almighty Allah with their own wealth, with their own assets, with themselves, their own persons. So it shows that whether it is da'wat and tabligh, whether it is jihad and qital, so we should try and use our own time, our own talent, our own person, our own wealth. Not go for collection here and there, give me zakat, and then go, no. Go with your own wealth and so forth. In the path of Allah, not in the path of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. Ulaika humus sadiqun. Those are the truthful people. So if we apply this verse and see in today's world, 8 billion plus people, and all that talk of Muslims are 2 billion is all bunkum, all that, remember? Nonsensical talk. A moron only will tell you that. So they include all the Shias, Qadianis, Aga Khanis, and anybody got a Muslim name and so forth. So you can round it up maximum at 1 billion. That also is an exaggeration, remember? But we will say, fine, let's just round it off there. 1 billion. But if we apply this verse, chapter 49, verse 15, to see who are the true believers, who are the true sadiqeen and sadiqoon, the truthful people, then it will come down another 50-60%. Wallahu a'lam, Allah Jalla Wala is the best judge and the only judge. So we have to look at the zahir, the prima facie evidence, and then on that we pass the law. Nahnu nahkumu bi zawahir, wallahu mutawalli sarair. Go open Bukhari Sharif, Kitabu Shahada, the chapter of giving witness, the chapter of giving evidence and so forth. And there you will find the advices of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda, Amirul Mu'mineen. He said in time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was wahi and revelation. After the demise of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no more revelation. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's rule was very short comparatively, 2.25 years plus minus. And then is my rule, so now this is the law. Your stories you tell Allah when you meet Allah on Day of Justice. But we will pass the verdict on what we see, the prima facie evidence. So from there the ulama have deduced this law. Nahnu nahkumu bi zawahir wallahu mutawalli sarair. Not hadith. It is a saying of the fuqaha and the jurors. We pass the verdict on the prima facie evidence, and Allah Jalla Wala knows what is in your heart, in your intention and motive and hidden agenda, ulterior motive. So, ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the boundaries and the limits and parameters of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And that is called the Sharia. Sharia means a path. Remember that, so we're walking on the straight path. Walil kafirin adhabun aleem. And for the non-Muslims, there will be a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. What a height of ingratitude, unthankfulness is this. Every day, Almighty Allah's bounties, favors are recurring, showering upon Hazrat Insan, upon this masterpiece. But when the time came to worship, he or she went to go worship idols and semi-gods, demigods and other deities. That person rejected Almighty Allah, His oneness, His majesty, authority, sovereignty and so forth, and said, no, me, I'm an atheist. Put him there in the plane and let that plane go and crash, then see what he will say. Put him in the ship, in the boat, and let it start sinking and see what he will say. So all these people, they talk nonsense, but when they have to face the real death, then you see, they will say, oh Allah, help me. Just like the Pharaoh, the Tanpod dictator, and so forth. When he saw Sakarat, when he saw the year after, the pains and pangs of death came, then he says, no, I bring Iman, I bring faith and conviction. Al-an, waqad asayta min qabl wa kunta min al-mufsidin, that you are the big troublemaker, and now you bring Iman and faith, not accepted, you go straight to hell. Surah 40, verse number 46, Allah speaks of the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades. Chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, verse 46, An-naru yuraduna alayha ghuduwa wa ashiya, that remember they are already in the fire, and in azab qabr, azab barzakh, the interspace, morning, evening, all the time, you see. Because Allah says after that, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ, and when the day of justice will be established, أَدَخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ, the followers of the Pharaoh, all of them and him will be dispatched to the worst and the worst punishment, and that is Jahannam, the hellfire. اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ, O Almighty Allah, save us from the fire, and grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 13th of Jumad al-Ula in the whole world, basically. And it is 1447. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. A shocking incident in Saudi Arabia, right there in Makkah Mukarramah, right by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, this Wahhabi, this Najdi, the Shaitan. So he assaulted the Haji, he assaulted the couple performing Umrah and so forth in Ihram. And you see, the whole message is gone viral. I sent it out yesterday, last night, late at night, you see. So in that way, the people who send me this, our brothers, sisters, Allah Ta'ala reward you. So remember, the Saudi guard assault the couple right there with the Kaaba Musharrafa. So what does Allah Ta'ala say about this? Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, the chapter on pilgrimage, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever just makes an intention of deviation, of oppression, transgression, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, we will unleash for him a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. If you know anything of Al Saud, the Saudi dynasty, the Saudi royal family, the thing they despise and detest the most is, you understand, criticism. Now the whole world is seeing that message is gone viral, viral, millions of people are seeing it. So what you going to do, you Wahhabis, you Najdis, you MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan? You must suspend your Saudi and kick him out from there. He's not fit to be a guard right by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, assaulting the people who are the guest of Allah Jalla Wala, assaulting the people who are the guest of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Madinah Munawwara. You need people there who have some understanding and compassion. But these are Najdis. They are people for whom Nabi alayhi salatu salam refused to make dua, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So therefore they have that mentality, we are superior, and all these people are considered inferior, we can treat them as we want to. If you know anything of Saudi mentality, you must remember that only in 1962 was slavery and all that abolished and demolished. So they still got that mentality. So Egypt unveils, this is the Pharaoh that is living now. The Sisi, Pakka, Murtad, Harami, Auladi, Iblis, his mother is a Jew, he is Ibnul Yahudiyah, the son of a Jewess. $1 billion for the grand pharaonic museum, you see that? They upgraded it, updated it there in Giza, you see that? Where the pyramids are and so forth and so on. So now there's a sheikh, mashallah, Hafidhullah, Allah Ta'ala protect these mashayikh who speak the truth against all odds. Sheikh Mustafa Al-Adawi, so he was arrested. He said that this Pharaoh is being punished. He's the man in his arrogance. He said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. And you go and make a grand museum and you are proud about it and spend $1 billion. Alaysa minkum rajulu rashid? Isn't there one intelligent person amongst you? Are you all comrades and cronies of the Pharaoh? You want to go to Jahannam just like him? So then in that, it's Arab countries, Muslim countries, when you speak the truth, for them to stomach it and accept it is very difficult. So he was arrested, Sheikh Mustafa, but after some time, then he was released. But somehow they will try and harm him, you must remember that. Wikipedia, the Israelis, the Americans are paying people and organizations millions and billions of dollars that give a little bit positive, you see, from the Israeli, from the Zionist, from the Jewish perspective, because they are the cursed nation and the world is seeing the genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity and the genocide going on there. So Wikipedia, the founder and them say, no, we must not use the word Gaza genocide. It's like an exaggeration. We need to be neutral and then go to hell with your Wikipedia and you. Any person who supports Israel, we'll call him a harami. You heard? So you know what is the meaning of harami? An illegitimate child. And that's too kind the word. So it means B. We will call you a BB. That is a big one. You must remember that, you shaitan. So now they Trump again humiliated, so the judges passed the verdict that because the shutdown is going to the second month and the fifth week, so the emergency funds of the country must be used for the 40 million plus people who are there. You know, they're living on $1 a day, $2 a day, and they are very poor people there in America suffering, so we can't let them go with starvation and hungry, so the emergency funds must be used so that they can buy and purchase their food and so forth. That's your America, you see that? Don't think everybody is Hollywood and it's a hunky-dory story. There's nothing like that there. The U.S. spent, you must remember, $213 million funding the opposition in Venezuela. They want Maduro out, but they can't look after their own people and so forth, and giving billions and billions there to the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, guilty of genocide. See, the world's attention is towards Sudan and to Gaza. So what the Jutla does, the Jew, the Zionists, they are a cursed nation. So there are hundreds of children who were arrested in the West Bank. You see that? So that is your Hebron and Nablus and all those areas there, you see that? So no more free graves in Gaza. Remember that there's no place to bury the people because 100, 200, 300,000 people were killed and premeditated murder by America, Israel, Britain, India, Flanders, Germany, and all these harami countries. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. Remember that? And the Arab regime supporting them like UAE and Saudi Arabia and the other 10 dictators. So that, imagine now one side they kill you and there's no place, so now you have to pay a nominal amount so then they can bury you and so forth. Turkey, remember to have a summit there in Turkey regarding Gaza, you see that. And he told them, Erdogan, that what Israel is doing, the violation of the ceasefire, totally unacceptable. So at least somebody is speaking something. This story, you must carry it, you see. When you speak of America, tell them about Gitmo Guantanamo Bay. When you speak of Afghanistan, tell them about Bagram prison, all the torture, persecution they did. When you speak of Iraq, tell them of Abu Ghraib prison and so forth, the Americans and coalition, what they did. When you speak of Israel, and you speak about Jews, and you speak about Zionists, then remember this word, S-D-E, T-E-I-M-A-N, Sidi Taman, you see that? Taiman, Taman, whatever the hell it is. The notorious prison, remember, where the rapers were proud of raping a Palestinian multiple times, and they took a group photo, and they had an interview, and they said, we're proud of what we did. And we are still not arrested, meaning the government also will turn a blind eye and so forth. I put it to you, do you call such people that you put the man in jail, then you take turns to rape the guy, and then you are proud about it? I call them suwar ka bacha, you understand? They are swines and they are pigs. They are monkeys and donkeys. They are dogs, and all these words are mentioned in the Quran for the Jew. So remember this, we don't say all the Jews, but we definitely will say majority. And therefore, their reputation is in absolute tatters. And therefore, their biggest lawyer of the IDF, they made her resign. And now it seems she'll be arrested, but she was just doing her duty with beauty. What the hell, you guys are mass raping the prisoners here and so forth. So she leaked it for the world to see what the most moral army does to the Palestinians, what the democratic state of Israel does, you bunch of sewers and donkeys and monkeys and swines and pigs. Allah's curse be upon you. Allah mazid azabaka alayhim. Ya Allah, you punish them more and more, these haramis and those. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin wa man walahum. Decimate Israel and the Zionist entity, al-qayanu sahyuni. You ulama and you students, I know majority of you, you don't read contemporary Arabic, so you're not well acquainted with these terms. It's about time you learn all these terms. So you must remember that the settlers in Arabic, al-mustawtinin, and this regime, the Zionist regime and entity, al-qayanu sahyuni. And when you make dua in your qunut and nazila, then you must use these words. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mustawtinin wa man wa'alahum. Allahumma, that arina ajaiba qudratik fa innahum la yu'jizunak ya qawiyu ya aziz. Ya Allah, you punish all of them and show us your power, Ya Rabbal Alameen. You see that? So we must know. So remember the term Sidi Taman. And this is one leak. What about the thousands of others they were raping, persecuting, and so forth? So that is how Allah humiliates them, disgraces them, the Jutla. Maldives ban smoking for the youth. Very good. If you tell South Africa ban it, they can't ban it, because there's big money involved. In the planes, they will tell you it is a non-smoking flight. And in the lavatory, there are smoke detectors. They can't say toilet, they say lavatories. I don't know why the hell they have to say that, but anyway. So that's their business. But the daru, the alcohol will come. So which one is worse? Alcohol is worse or smoking is worse? But the government gets so much money from alcohol and taxes and so forth. So therefore, they just turn a blind eye. So they're not honest people. They corrupted to the core, you see that. Death penalty for Palestinians when they kill Israelis and so forth, or they harm the Israelis, but not for them, the Israelis. They can kill, 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 and they're killing for 80 years. What the hell are they doing? From 46 till 2025, 80 years. So they are killing our people. Go read the history of Palestine, occupied Palestine. You got the Irgun gang, I-R-G-U-N. You got the Haganah gang. You got the Stern gang. And they were carrying out massacres from 46, 47 already. Long before the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children got their state there. Courtesy of America and Britain, first Britain, then America. So that is what they say, apartheid. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, will be in court today. And they said, okay, we won't keep you too long. And you say you got important diplomatic meetings. It's all just making stories. But humiliation, remember, he needs to go to jail. And Trump needs to go to jail. And civil war in America and Israel, inshallah, fi hayatina, in our lifetime. Kyrgyzstan, the police are now targeting the women who wear the niqab, the face cover, and so forth. These are supposed to be independent countries, but they're still under the imperialists, either America, either Russia, either some third party, and so forth and so on. Randy Fines, he thinks he's a fine person, another super terrorist. He is in America, but he serves in Israel much more than serving America. He says, anybody criticizing, you must remember Israel must be imprisoned or he must be fined. And this must go to hell, you Randy Fine, and your party, whether it is the Republicans or whether it is the Democrats, you haramis, what you'll worry about the people. They shut down, and Trump says they are lunatics, they're crazy guys. I will never give in to them. So inshallah, your America is imploding and your Israel is imploding, and one day you will end up in jail, inshallah. For you, brothers, sisters, children, you want to go for Hajj? MashaAllah. The Saudi media says the Nusuk is open now for the Muslim minorities. Where they are Muslim, but you're minority, so now you must remember you can start applying on the Nusuk. So my advice to you, you know the agents, who they are, you'll understand. So you just speak to them, how will you do it, and so forth and so on. Here in Pretoria, you got Flywell. There in Durban, you got Travel and Tour World. Or you got, you must remember, this Epic Travel, Gatwick Travel. And you got this Khidmatul Awam, you must remember. And you got Yusra Tours there also. You must. So many of them, whoever you comfortable with, you just ask them and tell them what must we do and so forth. In India, the scammers were very busy. So now they will wear uniform and they will send you an email. They will send you some message on your phone, WhatsApp, and tell you you haven't paid your taxes and so forth. And then they come with like dressed like real inspectors, but all the time they're scheming and they're fooling the people and enriching themselves. So this is going into millions and millions of dollars and billions of rupees and all that. So you must be very careful, even in South Africa. New Year elections, so today will take place. By this evening, we will know tonight, you see, that America is behind us 6 hours or so, depending which side of America you are. So whether it will be Mamdani or Kumu, Kumu is a harami also. So Mamdani is not Muslim, really speaking, but anyway, so it seems like he's going to win according to the survey and so forth. Trump is burning. Why is the so-called Muslim winning? So now he says he will not give him funds except what is minimum amount that they will give. So Peru cuts off ties with Mexico. You see that? He says that our former leader, you gave him, you'll understand, asylum there in Lima, in your that embassy and so forth. So now we sever ties with you, you know, diplomatic immunity and so forth. South Africa, does Junaid Mota, listen carefully, don't fill petrol today. So if you got some petrol in your tank, so petrol will decrease from tomorrow, meaning tonight, Wednesday, or midnight will start, you see, then Wednesday, they say like that. So anyway, Wednesday, petrol price will decrease, they say quite a big amount. So Allah alone knows. And but so if you don't have to really fill up, so wait for tomorrow and so forth. You in Ikuruleni, there in Benoni, Boksburg and those areas there, 13-hour water cuts in Ikuruleni. What the hell are you guys doing, ANC and others? It beats me. The First Rand Bank, listen to this. This is capitalism. First Rand Bank. So the lowest employee, that is, his wages is 21,000 rand per month in the First Rand Bank. The CEO is a lady, and an African lady on top of it, you see that. But it doesn't matter whether he's white or Indian or black or whatever, remember that is their wages and salary. 933,000 per month, almost a million. One side is almost a million and the other side is 21,000. How the hell you reconcile that? That is your capitalism and riba and interest. Therefore, there's no such thing as Islamic banking and all that. It's a must that. You must remember that. Why majority Afrikaners will not trek? Do you know the trek, T-R-E-K? So they will not migrate and go from here to America. South Africa is too good for them. So you get some idiots, Arama Burkis, you understand? The poor guys, maybe some of them will go, but majority will never go. They will stay put here because South Africa is the best country to live in, whether you're Muslim or whether you're Afrikaner or whatever you are. So this program we're having now, go try in any Arab country, Muslim country, leave Junaid Mota, the first person they lock you up, is they lock me up. Cell C is improving its coverage in South Africa now, so they're improving according to the news report and so forth. Programs for today, inshallah, is Tuesday. So Mufti Farhan Karani will be interviewed by Mohd Zahid Khan between 8:30 and 9. 11 to 12 is Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 is Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Make special dua for Sudan, for Gaza, and make special dua for our own country. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala is the best of protector and the one who will guard us and, you know, guide us also. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He alone, imagine, He is the only one, the most merciful one to show mercy. So for protection, read that Surah Yusuf, Surah chapter 12, verse 64. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.